This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to ban the use of most non-compete agreements on Tuesday. This ruling means companies can't require employees who aren't senior executives to wait a set amount of time before joining a competitor or launching their own company in the same category. While the FTC's ruling will impact industries like financial services and hedge funds the most, due to the prevalence of such agreements in those industries, it could also impact startups. The ban could actually be positive news for startup founders and hiring managers in a number of ways. For one, it could open up the hiring pool, says Nick Kromidas, the co-founder and CEO of hiring and recruiting startup Hunt Club. Now there will be more potential cross-pollination of companies that really understand businesses' models and spaces, Kromidas said. I expect you will see more hiring with direct domain experience than you've seen in a while. Ryan Van, a partner focused on employment law at Cooley, agreed. He said that he's had clients that were too anxious to hire potentially game-changing talent away from larger companies for fear those companies would act on the non-compete agreement. Banning non-compete agreements could also encourage startups to foster a strong company culture that makes people want to stay, as opposed to using threats to keep them, Kromidas said. Some members of the startup community seem happy about the ruling as well. Rare these days when it comes to decisions by the FTC. Sarah Guo, the founder of AI-focused VC firm Conviction, tweeted that banning non-compete agreements is a win for innovation. Cole Harrington, the co-founder and CEO at ThoughtWave AI, agreed with her. Understandably, some startup CEOs are worried about how the end of non-competes could impact the security of intellectual property, but Kromidas said there are other ways for companies to protect themselves. Startups can have employees sign non-disclosure agreements regarding intellectual property or spend more time filing patents. Instead of blocking an employee's future employment, such alternatives prevent them from using the previous employer's intellectual property knowledge at their new jobs. Startup employees might not see much of a change for two other reasons. Non-compete agreements were already very hard to enforce, Van said, and they were trending out of vogue among startups anyway. Certain states, including startup-heavy California, have existing state laws that restrict them, although he added that any client of his that can use them typically does, despite the low rate of them actually coming into play. Even without this ban, it is really, really hard in virtually every court in America to enforce a non-compete unless you have something added that are bad facts, like theft of confidential information, soliciting customers before you go, trying to set up competing business before you go, Van said. I would almost never go into litigation unless I was armed with that kind of evidence or misappropriation of trade secrets. Given all that, non-competes are becoming less common, according to company data from Hunt Club. While 5 years ago, 90% of offers that came through Hunt Club's platform included a non-compete agreement, that figure now is about 40%. Although Kromidas said he wouldn't doubt if they were rising again in hot sectors like AI, where intellectual property is crucial and the war for talent is high. So what should startup CEOs do if they currently use non-compete agreements with their employees? Absolutely nothing, according to Van, who questions whether the ban will actually stick. Multiple lawsuits against the ruling have already been filed, including one from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and another from tax service firm Ryan LLC. Van thinks the potential ban could be struck down by numerous courts. If it does clear these legal hurdles, startups wanting to hire someone that may have signed one can terminate existing non-compete agreements incredibly easily. The worst-case scenario, if you are a startup and hire someone with a non-compete, is all you have to do is issue the notice to say that your non-compete is not enforceable, Van said. I would keep it at status quo right now and monitor what's happening. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem. And I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.